This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Busy first 2 hours exploring the Tom Brady retirement speech or video. What's next for him? Is Fox going to be able to use him at the Super Bowl? Marcellus Wiley, former All-Pro defensive end, will stop by. We'll talk about the Broncos. They got their coach. At least we think they got their coach. They had to give up a little bit to get him. And Sean Payton going to Denver. And also D'Amico Ryans, the former defensive coordinator with the 49ers, will be going to the Texans. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Say good morning to those on chat row. Those watching on Peacock, that's our streaming partner. Thank you for downloading the app and watching this program for free, and our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. The NFL Super Bowl odds for next year are out. This according to DraftKings. The Chiefs are your favorites, followed by the Bills, the Niners, Eagles, and then you have a large gap where the Lions, Jags, Broncos, Dolphins, and Ravens are all at plus 3,000. Denver was at plus 4,000 yesterday. But with the hiring of Sean Payton, they bumped up a little bit. The big news, of course, came at around 8:30 Eastern this morning. Marvin said to me, we're having our morning meeting, just talking about all the things that we will try to get to on the show. He said, Tom Brady's retiring. I said, no, that was a year ago on this date he retired. He goes, no, there's a video. I said, there was a video last year. We'd already gotten past this. Tom was playing where next year? Not if, but when. And I said, wait a minute. And then I saw the video. And here it is, Tom Brady on the beach in Florida.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time. So when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. You only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
And when he says he wouldn't change a thing, it stood out. Of everything that he said there, it stood out. Because I thought, if he could have changed not playing last year, would he have changed it? Jeff Darlington, the ESPN reporter who knows Brady well, said, I think he had to go through this last year. Like almost to say, now I can move on. And when you think about what was at stake, if his marriage was at stake, if that was hanging in the balance and he decided that he was still going to play football, you know, you almost have to, you're the last person to know when it's time to go, it feels like. like at the party, you know, there's the guy and you go, I think somebody better help him, you know, understand it's time to leave. Tom almost had to go through all of this, and I don't know off the field, because you saw he wore that on his face at every press conference. But, you know, it wasn't a good year. They won the division. He had more pass attempts than anybody. But it didn't. They didn't feel threatening at all. And it's almost like he had to feel it and see it, think it, believe it, and then go, all right, I did leave everything I could leave out there. Now I can, you know, put a period at the end of this career, an exclamation point. But, I mean, there's so many players who have been like that I've covered. Kobe was like that. Like Kobe, it was all encompassing. It was the quest to be great. How can I be greater? And then all of a sudden you realize that's it. This is it. Tom understanding that, you know, down through the years, great players where they go, okay, this is it. Now, sometimes it's by injury. Well, Tom's wasn't by injury. And we started to be, you know, opening the hypothetical door of, okay, 49ers, the Raiders. You know, now we're hearing that if he was coming back, it was going to be for Tampa Bay. And I don't know if family starts to factor in. Here's another thing that Tom is going to find out. And I went through this myself at a similar age with that Tom is going to go through this. When you decide to come home, your kids are at an age where they have lives. They're not waiting around for daddy. They have friends. They have a social life. They're going to be going to camp, and they're going to have sleepovers, and they're not waiting for you. They're not four. And when I went home leaving ESPN, my kids were 9 through 15. Well, they had lives. I went home, and no one was at home. Paulie came over, and he goes, where's everybody? I go, I said the same thing. Where are they? And Tom's going to go through this. Plus, you have to share custody. Like, there's a lot of things that are going on. Do you want to go back on the road? Do you want to be on the road 20 weeks out of the year? You know, probably 3 or 4 days at a time, covering a game. You got 7 months off. And then are you going to get back in and, you know, be a Fox broadcaster? So there's a lot of things. But you have to close one door to open up. You can't have both doors open. And he closed the one door. He opened the other one. And that other one is the rest of his life. But he's played football, what, 23 years? And then there's 22 years where he hadn't played football. He's had 3 Hall of Fame careers within one career. Super Bowls in his 20s, 30s, and 40s. Nothing left to prove. But we've been saying that for years. He got nothing left to prove. It's like LeBron. Now, LeBron has nothing left to prove. I mean, he might to some Jordan fans, but, you know, he wants to stay and play with his son in the NBA. Therefore, he's going to continue to play a couple more years. And now he's saying it, but we listen to those who are at a certain age where you go, they're usually retired for a couple of years. And now, because of Brady, we're like, yeah, okay, you want to play till you're 41, 42? Aaron Rodgers, 39? Sure. Brady, if he came back, we'd have no problem with that. He'd be like, all right, yeah. Well, yeah, Marv.
So has Tom Brady changed the expectations on quarterbacks now where you're at, you know, 37, 38, and you're like, well, Brady was at MVP level at 44.
40 is not a big deal anymore. But I remember, and look, I scoffed at it when he said he wanted to play till he was 45. I just didn't know if you want – there's so much that goes into playing – at that position at a high level. Are you willing to commit to that? And that's what I wondered. Not could he play, it's the commitment. Because he's never been fast. He's got a better than average arm. And now it's just the mental process of, can I outsmart you guys? And I thought that he could do all those things. I just didn't know if he wanted to commit that much. Having children, young children, and another child who's in New York City, I didn't know. That's the hard part. Yeah, Paul.
I always thought that Brady played deep into his 40s, almost as like a proof of concept of the TB12 brand as
sure,
well.
Yeah.
Just part of it.
Sure.
Because he's like, hey, I'm not just selling a product. I'm just not selling powder or something like that. Look at it. I look better. I'm feeling better. I'm throwing the ball just as well at 44 as I was at 24. He would say in interviews that he was in better shape at 44 than 24 because he knew more. And I looked at that as almost like, I'm the experiment for my brand.
But then TB12 didn't look like TB12 this season because he looked thin. He looked, you know, almost frail from everything that was going on there. Yeah, Marv.
He's like the Hair Club for Men president.
Yeah.
Like, not, you know, not only a client, I'm the president.
Mm.
He's like, you know what, TB12, look at me, guys.
Yeah.
You guys can do it,
you
too.
You can look just like this. No, not you, Todd. Yes, Pony.
Who was it that caught Brady's touchdown pass last year? Didn't he throw it into the stands?
Mike
Evans?
Mike Evans?
So Cameron Brate, the tight end for the Buccaneers, caught Brady's last touchdown pass, the fourth quarter touchdown against the Cowboys. It appears that Brate held onto the ball. He didn't throw it into the stands. You can't really see on camera what he did with the ball when he walks back, but he's holding it. He doesn't spike it,
ooh,
nor throw it to a ref.
Nice.
So it's either with Cameron Brate or with someone on the Buccaneer staff, would be my guess. Here's another bonus about Cameron Brate. Okay. He's the one who caught the Super Bowl trophy from the other boat when Brady, a drunken Brady, a tequila-soaked Brady, threw the Lombardi trophy from boat to boat at the boat parade.
Yeah.
Cameron Brate's the guy who caught that. That's a good place in history.
Yeah, yeah, Marv.
I did have one question about Brady's jersey retirement.
Mm-hmm.
When do the Patriots do that for him? Or will Belichick be like, you guys should just wait? He can wait like everyone else.
I don't know. I don't know the, you know, for each team how long it would take to do that. Do the Buccaneers retire number 12?
Without question.
Okay. Patriots retire number 12?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'd like to see him accomplish a little bit more, but yeah, we can retire number 12.
It's fleece vest night. They can't bump that.
Couple of phone calls in here. Tom in North Carolina. Hi, Tom. Thanks for holding. What do you have for me today?
Good morning, Dan. Dan Ants.
Hey, bud.
Yeah, I got a question about the 49ers, but first, I want to go out on the limb. Brian in L.A. calling in with Super Bowl tickets is probably going to shoot to the top of the MVC list. So James in Virginia probably need to step his game up.
Yeah, most valuable caller, Brian Cranston, called in, and he's got two tickets that he's given away. So seats, airfare, two nights. You get to meet Brian Cranston, and all the proceeds go to Big Brother, Big Brothers and Big Sisters of America. Brian Cranston, biggame.com. Cost you $5 to enter, and he called in out of nowhere and said, I got two tickets, and I'd love to give them away if we can raise some money. But you're right about that. Most valuable caller might be Brian Cranston already, Tom. What else?
So, yeah, so with Sean Payton going to fix Russell Wilson in Denver, the 49ers look like they lost twice in one day. They lost D'Amico Ryans, their defensive coordinator, and lost potential Tom Brady in one day. So what's the future look like for the 49ers?
All right. I think it still looks good. I don't know if the Niners bring in someone like Brian Flores, but I would still feel good about my future. I would have felt a whole lot better if Brady was going to come in for 1 year. If Brock Purdy is going to miss, you know, maybe 9 months here. Nate in Michigan. Hi, Nate. What's on your mind today?
Hi, good morning. 6'1", 170. I'm a newer caller, so I just have a quick, I don't even know if it's a stat, but I noticed, you know, we got Frank Reich and D'Amico Ryans. Add them to Dan Campbell, and now we have three head coaches who are coaching teams that they used to play for, and we might have Jeff Saturday added to that, so there has to be some kind of record there. And I was wondering if you guys thought there might be any potential players or former players who would make a good coach for their former team.
Oh, I'd have to look at it with the help of some people who do that for a living. But yeah, that'd be, if Saturday does get the job, and it does feel like that owner wants Jeff Saturday to be the head coach. You know, you bring in the people that you're supposed to interview for the Rooney Rule, like you do all the things you're supposed to do. And I go back to that press conference when Jim Irsay was glowing, you know, giving verbal bouquets to Jeff Saturday, and you guys don't know, and he's my kind of guy. And I went, oh, boy. Oh, boy. I mean, I got a lot of guys who I consider my guy, and they do great things, but I know what they can do and not do. But he was like, that sounds like he is going to bring Jeff Saturday back. Let's see. Jorge in Los Angeles. Hey, Jorge.
Hi, good morning, Dan. 5'10 and a Gordo 240. I want to know what do you think if Gronk will get in the the Hall of Fame before Brady.
Did Gronk officially retire?
Well, the old putting in your paperwork thing doesn't count. It doesn't matter. Gronk last played last year, so he would be eligible 1 year before Brady. I can't imagine Gronk's not first ballot.
Yeah. Unless Travis Kelce continues to do what he's doing, and then we're going, you know, maybe Gronk is, not the best tight end of all time. He's still first ballot Hall of Fame. Yeah, Paul.
You always say they're producing a show. Maybe the Hall of Fame writers should keep Gronk out for a year. So
and have him go in with Brady?
Yeah.
And then they throw a pass to each
good
other.
Good team. It writes itself.
And then J.J. Watt sacks Brady. J.J.
J.J. should not have to wait 5 years with him.
Dennis in Oregon. Hi, Dennis. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. I just wanted to call in and say that I woke up this morning to Greeny going to Zero Peace, breaking news with the Tom Brady. So I go to my phone to charge it and look on YouTube, and I saw that the great Ozzy Osbourne canceled the 2023 tour.
Yep.
And I was just kind of comparing arguable goats in different disciplines, and love him or hate him, you can't deny Ozzy.
All thank right. You, well, thank you, Dennis. Yeah, I saw where Ozzy probably won't be able to tour ever again. And just said that physically not able to do that. I was not the biggest Ozzy Osbourne fan, but I did appreciate his personality. I loved when he did his show. You know, when Sharon and had those little puppies, the dogs that leave accidents in
the crackers. I need some crackers.
Sharon. But
he's 74 years old, Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. Well, 74 in rock and roll years. Right. You know, you're 94.
Yeah, like a dog. It's
yeah. Yes. Yeah. But I never saw Sabbath in concert. There was a whole group of metal that I never saw. And this is when I went through my snobby years of nobody measures up to Led Zeppelin. Therefore, I'm not going to lower myself to go listen to them. Missed out on a few. Yes, Mark.
Did you tell people to stay in their lane when they talked about Led Zeppelin?
No. I it wasn't that. I don't know if everybody got caught up in the Stones and the Beatles, and I got all that. But Zeppelin, to me, was, that was rock and roll. That was Stones are the greatest rock and roll band of all time. Beatles are the greatest, musical phenomenon of all time. But Zeppelin, as far as rock and roll, heavy metal, that was a big deal. So I stood on that hill for a long, long time. Yeah, Mark.
Is Led Zeppelin Kevin Durant and the Stones and the Beatles are Jordan and LeBron? Like, man, they're really good, but hey, who would like to guard him? Neither one of them.
Guard them.
Okay.
Robert Plant could not guard John Lennon.
Oh,
not in the post.
Robert Plant would dominate him.
Really?
John Bonham would be setting picks. Oh, he'd be hurting people.
That's fair.
Yeah.
No one else is doing this today.
No, they're not. No, and we shouldn't either. Yeah. Then I always get these musical experts like, that. Okay. I don't know the technicality of certain things that certain people do, but I did see these bands in concert. So it's not where I go, I opened up Cream magazine and I fell in love with, this band. I actually saw them. Yes, Paul.
I did hear an interview with Dave Grohl from Nirvana, Foo Fighters. He said John Bonham was his rock drummer because he made it sound like the drums were one of the stars of the show, not filler in any way. It was a really good interview.
Nobody plays the drums like John did. There are others who played better, I'm sure, but nobody played in a more reckless manner, physical manner, than John Bonham did. What's that? That's all. Yeah, Marv.
I saw a clip once. Led Zeppelin was taking like smoke breaks and the drummer was out there just killing for like 20 minutes or 30 minutes.
Yeah, he did.
Or something like that.
Yeah, John Bonham did a 27-minute solo, Dazed and Confused. It wasn't good. Okay, just saying. I was at a show that Zeppelin had, and you go, oh, my God, he's going to keep playing. And it was, I think 27 minutes is the solo. Yeah, Paul.
And John Bonham, like a respectable rock star, know to die early. Leave a good legacy.
Yeah.
You want to be old.
True. Let me take a break. Our good buddy Marcellus Wiley give us his thoughts, not only on Brady retiring, but the coaching hires. Which one does he like more, what Denver did, what the Texans did? We're back after this. Seton stopped in South Bend, Indiana. And I said, well, if you're stopping in South Bend, going to Notre Dame, you got to go see our friends at TireRack.com/Dan. It's Tire Rack. And they tell you what you need. You tell them how you drive, where you drive, what you drive. They have the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Answer a few questions. Get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how and what and where you drive. They got the full lineup of great tires there. They got the Bredesteins tires, test results, tire ratings. You can skip the waiting room in a lot of places. Now, they have over 10,000 recommended installers. In a lot of areas, they offer mobile tire installation. So a Tire Rack technician brings the tires to your home or office, installs them on site. The ultimate game changer. TireRack.com/Dan. And see for yourself. Great people. You're going to love the passion, the knowledge, the experience. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Open up a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van and unlock your potential. Now you can do your own thing, be your own boss, live out your own dreams. Capable, versatile, a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van can help drive your ambitions as far as you want to take them. You still have time to enter the contest to win the Sprinter van. Seating's taken cross-country. Go to danpatrick.com, and you'll check out the rules there. Doesn't cost you anything, and sign up, and it'll be a week from Friday. We'll announce it when we're in Arizona. Marcellus Wiley, part of the Dan Patrick Podcast Network, his weekly show, a unique journey around the sports, entertainment, cultural landscape. It's called More To It with Marcellus Wiley, wherever you listen to your podcast. Tom Brady's announcement, your reaction was what 2 hours ago?
My reaction, the first one, no lie, was deja vu. Like, we've been here before. Obviously, it's an emotional time for anybody who plays the game of football, especially at the level of greatness of Tom Brady. You still see two teams fighting for what we all fought for, which is that championship. And Tom Brady, obviously the winner of seven of those, is thinking in this moment, he feels a void. He feels the absence. But I think this one is real. One, because he's just been through so much. It's like, how much more toothpaste can you squeeze out the tube? So I really believe that he's being authentic in this moment. That said, it really made me reflect, because I was on the field and I was literally 4 inches away, it felt like, Dan, from sacking Tom Brady when he threw his first career passing touchdown against my San Diego Chargers. I saw the video like a year ago. Someone sent it to me. I come around the corner and I'm coming. He launches the ball, his first touchdown ever. And it made me reflect because I'm a starter in the league. Like, I replaced Bruce Smith before Tom Brady got on the field. Then we had a career simultaneously. Then I retired from football, became a media personality, and pivoted out of like traditional media, and is sitting here with you, Dan, right now. And he still was playing football. Like, it's just unreal to see that level of greatness.
But is it tougher to get to the point to announce your retirement or actual retirement?
Ooh, great question. I think the toughest part is getting to that place, like coming up with all of the pros and cons, because that's what's so tiring. I remember I went through this process much lower level, but I was playing with the Dallas Cowboys. That was the first time it entered my head. Like, I'm coming down the hill and I think I might want to accelerate this. I think it's over. And I was talking to Darren Woodson, my teammate at the time, who said, once you start thinking about retirement, you're basically retired. And it's a process, because you're weighing the good with the bad, with the reality that once you say it's over, it is truly over. You die a football death. You've been doing it since you were 8 years old. It's the best job in the world. It's a man's and childhood dream coming together. And you're sitting there like, I'm about to say no to this. Like, they're not forcing you out. You actually going to raise your hand and say, I'll tap out. The toughest thing is getting to that place where you raise your hand.
And you were 33.
Yeah, young, man. And I had to, Dan, I got dropped into the real world. Didn't know which way was up. Thankfully, I found media. But I really reflect on moments like that, because you just don't know what to do. My whole life was an itinerary. And all of a sudden, I'm out here with all these choices, had $5 in my pocket, and didn't know which way was up. But I finally found my way.
Talking to Marcellus Wiley, the former NFL All-Pro defensive. And, you know, that life after football and trying to, and I mentioned this, if Tom Brady is going to find an attachment to football, going out to the games is so much more important, I think, for him than being in the studio. Because
oh, absolutely.
That's as close as you get. He can go out and actually prepare for both opponents. And, you know, that's why I thought Drew Brees missed out. He was in, you know, in a sterile environment in the studio. You had just retired. And then you tried to go out and call games and it didn't work out. But when you're in that moment, like Tony Romo, when you get in that moment, like, you're excited, you're, you know, it's as close as you get to playing. But, you know, Terry and Howie and those guys are in the studio and it's, you know, probably tough to get that, you know, energy, that momentum, that fire, that fight in you.
Yeah, I had this discussion. I won't call it an argument, with Mike Tirico one day. We were at the airport just talking for a few minutes. And he loves going to the games because of the energy, because of exactly what you said, the thrill of like preparing for both sides. And this is a guy who didn't play, right? So for Tom Brady, you can see the pros of that. But let me give you the flip side of that coin, because my thoughts were, I love the studio. Why? Because I can go to the studio. I have structure. I have my set times. I'm in, I'm out. That's it. It's simple. I'm still a part of the game. Mm-hmm. I still get to express my passion, but I'm not traveling the entire country, the entire world, like I've been doing for the last 20 years. So some guys just want to ease up on the travel and those demands and just still be a part of the game. So we were just talking about pros and cons. one of the cons of actually calling games is you have to go where the games are. And sometimes when you're retired, just want to sit back and relax.
All right. The D'Amico Ryan's hire in Houston, and you had Sean Payton in Denver. Which one excites you the most?
Oh, Sean Payton in Denver. Because of the apprehension in this one. Like, if you heard the reports, there were conflicting reports about how the meeting went in Denver, how he got along with ownership in Denver. And then D'Amico Ryans was a candidate, but he wasn't in Denver. And to me, that just reeks of apprehension. And I tell you why. I think it's Sean Payton looking at Russell Wilson and looking at this dynamic, because it was a ready-made Super Bowl roster before Russell. All they needed was a competent quarterback. And they thought they got a competent quarterback, but they didn't get that last year out of Russell Wilson. So if you're Sean Payton, who everyone loves, he's the best thing going, do you want to go to a situation where when you do a proper evaluation, Russell Wilson isn't who Russell Wilson's supposed to be? Russell Wilson has been whispered about for many years in Seattle. Hey, he's not the leader y'all think he is. Hey, he's not the offensive firepower weapon you think he is. He doesn't throw the ball like you think he does. Not on schedule, not reliable. And everyone was saying that, and we used to slight them because we were like, oh, you're just mad because Russell's so successful. But now you look back, running game, top in the league. Defense, top in the league when he had his most success. When they said, here are the keys, the car kind of went off the track, went off the road.
Okay. As do you think, and the words being used is fix, can Sean Payton fix Russell Wilson?
No, can't fix Russell Wilson. What you got to do is dress Russell Wilson up. You got to give him the proper assets, resources. They have players. What you have to do is give him the scheme. You got to give him the system that he wants to play in. Being real, evaluating Russell Wilson, he licks his chops when the plays break down. Now, last year, he didn't have success when the plays were breaking down. But typically, Russell Wilson will look at a play, call that play, and hope that play doesn't work so Russell Wilson can now be Russell Wilson. Like, he activates when the play breaks down in structure. That's a problem. That's not reliable. That's not predictable. An offensive coordinator is pulling his hair out like, dude, I called this flat pattern, and here you go scrambling around. Yeah, you completed the post, but how often can we call the flat that turns into the post? We have to stick to the script. And I think that's the most difficult thing about Russell. He doesn't stick to the script. That's impossible to fix. Got to just dress it up.
He did stick to the script on this date in 2015 when Malcolm Butler had the interception.
Ah, don't do that, man. You imagine being on that team, Dan. I mean, no one ever wants to blame one guy for it, except, you know, when we watch the Ohio State kicker, everyone's like, yo, you did that. But outside of that, you never want to blame one guy for one thing. But if I were a Seahawk, I'd be looking at Russell Wilson like, brother, you and Pete Carroll, who called this? Why did we do that? Lose the Super Bowl over one play? That's horrible.
Okay, take me back, or at least what your thought was, Joseph Asai chasing Patrick Mahomes. You're taught to those guys up front, you get paid by hitting the quarterback. Your job is to hit the quarterback, get to the quarterback. How hard is it to pull up in a situation like that?
Yeah, great point. I talked about it on the podcast in the sense of people don't know what maniacal is, don't know what maniacal looks like. I played with guys who were so laser, singularly focused that when they saw color, they would hit color, no matter where the color was. This Rodney Harrison, goodness. I have scars on my back still from Rodney Harrison just coming in the pile. Like, I don't care what happened. I don't care if I heard the whistle. I'm still going to see color and hit color, right? So in that sense, I was never that guy. And that's in part why I wasn't as great as some of those guys. I always was thinking on the field. I was always calculating on the field. Oh, he's coming close to out of bounds. Let up, Wiley. Versus Rodney, who's like, I don't even see out of bounds. Everything's blurry. I just see meat. I'm about to eat. So what's difficult in that moment is some guys are wired to just go all out, go all in. And some guys are not. But the guys who are wired like that make more plays than not. Joseph Asai is a good player. Like, he makes plays sideline to sideline. So it's very difficult based on the wiring. Charles Woodson says, I'm wrong. We talked about this. He's like, look, I don't give a damn how good, how great you are. You know the game. You know the rules. And you know when to hit them. That said, some guys just don't. They just go at it.
You talked about on the podcast how LeBron James is embracing nepotism. You want to explain?
Yeah, I have to. One, his son's at Sierra Canyon his last year. Son's ranked like 40th in the country, which is amazing, but he still takes criticism because he's LeBron's son, and I guess he's not number one. Point being, McDonald's All-American game, he gets invited, but he's 40, and they only take the top 24. So all of a sudden, everyone's coming at Bronny James for like, how'd you get in the game? Well, you know how he got in the game, dummy. His daddy name, it's like a Peyton Eli with an Archie attached. Like, yeah, that's going to help you, as it should. And I think finally I'm starting to see from LeBron James some of his remarks. Like, he understands what nepotism is. One of the things I hate about culture at large is that they actually want us to accept that we shouldn't like nepotism. When, as a parent, what do you think I'm working for? What do you think I'm doing this for? It's not for my son or daughter to be born on third base. It's for them to stay on home plate, don't even have to circle the bases. Like, dude, I'm giving them the world and let them fail forward. And if they are, oh my God, those are some brats, I'll take a successful brat as a child. But the point is, you got to open up as many doors as you can. I'm starting to see that with LeBron finally.
Would you have said to your son, don't go to the game? Like, could you see the logic if you say, hey, you know what? You didn't deserve it. I you know, we got to work on your game. Like, I'm just spitballing here of, you know, these are all teaching moments here. And what are you teaching? What do you want to teach in a situation like that?
Yeah, I would have never told him to not go to the game, because I think the meritocracy that we're all subscribing to, especially you and I, old school, it's out the window. It's gone. Like, it's always laced with a little bit of luck, a little bit of favoritism, agenda, whatever you want to call it. And I want my child to understand that that's a part of the equation. So don't ever go into a situation. I give you this story to really bring it home. I was in the admissions department at Columbia when they were looking at new admissions and new prospects, and 4.0. 1600 GP SAT, 4.0, 1600 SAT, left and right, denied, denied, denied. What were they looking for? More than just that, something more than just the objective number. So you need more to your resume, even to get into college, extracurricular activities, be on a sports program, etc. Same thing in life. Like, you got to have more than just, I could ball. And I think Bronny can ball, he qualifies, but more so, he brings big business to the game, which will make everyone happy.
And I bring this up all the time, and it drives, I think, part of my fan base crazy. You know, we put on TV shows. You know, the playoffs are a TV show, All-Star games, you know, the Heisman, everything, it's a TV show. And you have to look at it through that lens. March Madness, it's a TV show. Oh, how did that coach match up against now his former team? It's a TV show. That's what you're selling to America. And it feels like the more you embrace it, the more at least you understand what is going on now.
Exactly, man. We all care how the medicine tastes, right? And sometimes people become purists. No. All I want is the game and that's it. Top 24, that's all I want to see. No, you don't. You want it laced with something that is going to be easier to digest, easier to consume, easier to watch. No lie. I am now going to watch.
Yeah, I am too.
Because Bronny James is playing.
Yes.
And that's no slight to the top 24 players. I don't even know who is the number one player, but I know who number 40 is, and that's who got my attention. I'm watching Bronny.
Great to talk to you. We'll talk to you. We'll see you next week.
Let's do it, brother. Take care, Dan.
Marcellus Wiley, former All-Pro defensive end, the host of the podcast on the Dan Patrick Podcast Network. It's entitled More to It, and that's exactly who Marcellus is. Went from Compton to Columbia University. Quite a journey. Quite a guy. A lot of fun. All right. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow right after this. Today's episode of the Dan Patrick Show brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. And you'll do anything to protect your family, right? Of course you would. Well, Simply Safe makes it easier to do it. They protect every inch of your home. Advanced security tech powered by 24/7 professional monitoring. There's no contracts to sign, no hidden fees, no pushy salespeople. Simply Safe's professional monitoring agents use Fast Protect technology. In an emergency, if they capture critical evidence, verify the threat is real, you get a higher spot on the priority police dispatch list. SimpliSafe is designed with cutting-edge security technology powered by 24/7 professional monitoring. Also, U.S. News & World Report gave it a three-peat. The last 3 years, best home security system. I love the app that they have. You can unlock, lock the doors, access your cameras, arm, disarm your system from anywhere. It's going to cost just under $1 a day. SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe Home Security. And tell them we sent you. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This day in sports history, last call for phone calls. Our good buddy, former quarterback Mark Sanchez, will be on the program tomorrow. Always enjoy talking to him. 877-3DP-SHOW. Also, we got a new segment. It's called How Nuts Is That?
Yeah, Dan, are you excited about this one?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it is, but Paulie goes, How Nuts Is That? And I go, what? He goes, no, it's the new segment on the show called How Nuts Is That?
That's how we do it around here. Not even the host knows what's coming next.
Brought to you by D's Nuts.
Brought to you by D's Nuts, not the official sponsor, still for business. All right, Dan, I want to give you a story, real true story.
Okay.
And you guys, from a level of 1 to 10, tell me, how nuts is that? Because Fritzy always says this when I'll say a story, and Todd will go, how nuts is that?
I do say that.
Okay.
So Todd is the inspiration. There was a JV basketball game in Portsmouth, Rhode Island. The Churchland JV basketball team was on the road in Suffolk against Nonsemond River. It was a JV basketball game.
Okay.
Now, there's a player on the team who was about 14 years old, and she had a conflict and couldn't attend the game. So they were down only four players for the game. So they had the option to forfeit the game. You cannot play with four players. They couldn't find a substitute. And they went with option C, Dan. 22-year-old assistant coach Arlisha Boykins decided to suit up for the game, actually impersonating the 13-year-old player who played for the Truckers, the Churchman JV team. She checked into the game, is on the road. They never played this team before. Wearing the kid's jersey, under the kid's name, checked into the game, proceeded to dominate the opposition. The head coach of the varsity was also there and was in on it. The JV head coach, and along with the varsity basketball team head coach, had both been fired. The JV coach chose to do this before the game, before they went on the road.
How nuts is that?
Okay, we're moments away from that.
Oh.
She played in the game. The varsity coach approved the move, and the opposing team had no idea, even when they were getting slaughtered by this 22-year-old who was 10 years older. The local reports say that the assistant coach and the head coach are no longer employees of the Portsmouth School District anymore.
How nuts is that?
Yeah, on a level of 1 to 10, how nuts is that to for a 22-year-old assistant coach to pretend to be a 13-year-old? Not a playoff game, Dan. A random JV game.
How do you think you're going to get away with this?
The video, here's how they got caught. Initially in the game was played without incident. No one noticed. The kids on the violating team did not rat out their assistant coach because they were under orders from the coach. The video got out there, and they see this 22-year-old dominating a bunch of 15-year-olds.
Yeah, I thought it was Candace Parker running up and down the floor.
Yeah, and it got out. The one negative thing about this story is the team may have to forfeit the game and its season because of this, because they run cahoots, as they say. But Fritz,
how
nuts is that?
That's chock full of nuts. I'm going to give that an 8.4.
Wow, that's high.
Yeah.
That is unacceptable behavior.
I'd give it 8 nuts out of 10.
8 nuts.
Yeah.
There you go. Stay with the bet. Marvin, where are your nuts at on this one?
All over the place, but I'll say it's, I'm going to go with a 9.
No, 9 nuts. Okay.
How does this happen where the varsity coach goes, hey, the assistant coach goes, the varsity coach, I got an idea. Instead of the forfeit, I'll put on a 13-year-old's jersey and play.
Why didn't they get somebody from the varsity team, tell the opposing coach, look, we don't want to forfeit, or we'll forfeit, but we want our kids to be able to play in this game. We're going to bring down one of our players from the varsity.
Honesty is the best policy.
Thank you.
Good for you.
How nuts is that?
That's the first episode of How Nuts Is That?
How nuts is that? It's going to catch on.
Crush that.
Yes. Tom in Arizona. Tom, good morning. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. I honestly think I might have been your twin brother given away to a Dutch family. My birth certificate says May 16th, 1956. But in hearing and talking to your stories, or hearing your stories about the Stones being your favorite band,
yeah.
And now when you selected Todd Rundgren's Beat on the Drum,
yeah.
Before that, I had that already listed as my going away retirement song. So there's this, all these stories you have. I really believe I was just shipped off to a Dutch family in California.
All right. Well, thank you, Tom. I'm going to have to explain some things. My birthday was May 15th, not May 16th. So if we're twins, then you were, you waited a little while. You were born at like 1201. Joe in Oregon. So I got Tom in Arizona, who's a long lost brother. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Dan. Good morning, man.
Good morning.
I wanted to hit on two things real quick. Brady has obviously had an unbelievable life and career. That being said, I kind of wish things had went a little better for him last year, and that's coming from somebody that's never been a fan of his. My second point is my Eagles beating him in the Super Bowl made it even more special than it was anyway. And it would be so sweet to beat the future GOAT for our second Super Bowl.
Go. All right. Thank you, Joe. You didn't really beat Brady that day. He threw for 500 yards against you. He had the, you know, and nearly pulled that off. Brandon Graham strip sack there. But I don't think Brady threw an interception. He threw for 500 yards against you. Yes, yes, Paul.
I just found a negative about the Brady retirement. In 2023, they're bringing back the creamsicle uniforms with the white helmets and the whole and full creamsicle. Brady's going to miss out on that with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we have the mural in the man cave where I wanted it painted where it would be Brady in the creamsicle. Yes, Marv.
you know, he should just come back as an honorary captain for that game.
Ooh,
in full yes. uniform.
I like that.
Nice.
This day in sports history, Paulie.
Dan, you did them all earlier. I think we pretty much got all of them. I do have one that was fun.
Okay.
Hold, please.
All right.
1962, the National League moved to a 162-game schedule. 1968, Vince Lombardi resigned as the coach of the Green Bay Packers. And, of course, Tom Brady in 2015 set the Super Bowl record with 37 completions.
On this date in 2014, Ray Guy, first punter selected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Adam Silver became the NBA commissioner. Also on this date, 1984, David Stern became the NBA commissioner.
The palaver.
The palaver. And he lived up to his name. He was David Stern. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Tom Brady just had to announce his second retirement today, taking attention away from the Broncos' hire of Sean Payton. Boo.
Marv.
Robert Plant would dominate John Lennon.
Yes, in the post. Paulie.
David Indecisive would be a bad name for a commissioner.
The hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, only one place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show for instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now, PaniniAmerica.net. Thanks for joining us. A lot of fun today. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.